about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, kind of interesting day. In the news. Kind of interesting day. I guess doctors are saying that O.J. Simpson only has about 3 months to live. Not because of cancer or anything like that, but because while he's in prison, he's trying to battle his diabetes and high blood pressure. So doctors think he's not going to live that much longer in prison. Then, at a Burger King in Michigan, some parents of a four-year-old found a bong in the kid's meal, okay? Then we got Tina Turner at 73 years old getting married. Good for her. Then we have Matt Sandusky, Jerry Sandusky's adopted son. He is trying to change his name and the family's name. Okay? Another story. We got some inside scoop on how the jurors handled their sequestration and what they had to endure. Apparently, the jury of the George Zimmerman trial got to go to Outback, had some mani-pedis, got, you know, their pedicures, were able to go to the movies. They saw World War Z. I think they also saw The Lone Ranger. Got to go to the mall, got to go bowling. So maybe being in a sequestered jury ain't that bad. And then we have New York City mayor, in addition to the soda large cup ban and other types of health measures, he is again urging that New Yorkers take the stairs. New York City taking the stairs in New York City, where some of these buildings are, what, 126 floors? Take the stairs. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But topping today's headlines is, I think, the 40th vote by the House against Obamacare legislation. Yeah, you got to give them credit for trying. I mean, these guys are working. Nobody could accuse the House of not working. And they voted yesterday to delay key components of Obamacare, i.e. delaying the individual mandate. The House voted 264-161 to do that. But I guess, 251-174 for a measure that would delay the individual mandate, where we as individuals are forced to buy health insurance, okay? If not, we get taxed. Well, it was supposed to be a fine, and then thank you, Supreme Court, for saying we can make this all constitutional and make everybody happy if we just call it a tax. So Justice Roberts helped us out with that one. Thank you very much. So, a tax. So the House voted that we could then delay the individual mandate. Of course, the Senate is probably going to reject this. It's the back and forth that we see. Some of us call it checks and balances. Some of us call it gridlock. I just call it an absolute cluster. President Obama had a press conference. Well, I don't know if it was a press conference today, but he had a speech, right, talking about how wonderful Obamacare is, how much money people are saving. I guess somebody in the beginning spoke about how she got like a $234 refund check from the insurance company, you know, and he was kind of like up there going, you see. You guys are saving money. Now, I don't know what planet she lived on or what state they're getting rebate checks or what insurance that is, but I think I'd like to sign up for that one. But I haven't seen Jack Diddley squat. The only thing I've seen is higher deductibles and higher premiums. So, again, I may be on the wrong side of the border. I don't know. I don't know where I'm living such that I'm not benefiting from Obamacare. Am I the only one not benefiting from Obamacare? Am I? Now, mind you, I have found some things of Obamacare refreshing, okay, such as there has to be a little bit more transparency in terms of the profits with insurance companies. Not that bad an idea. trying to get rid of the pre-existing clause, Medicaid being expanded. But my patients haven't told me they've benefited from Obamacare yet either. Okay, remember, this isn't about me. Okay, it's about my listeners. It's about my patients. That's how I usually form my opinions. Okay, yeah, certain things stink, okay, with Obama being president. But if my patients tell me, look, Dahlia, no, this is working. This is working. All right, I'm my patient's advocate. That's my job. Yes, I'm their doctor, but my job is to be their advocate. So, again, every few months, okay, were you able to take advantage of Obamacare yet? Well, Obamacare, Dr. Dahlia, isn't kicking in until 2014. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. You're right. Supposedly not kicking in until 2014. We aren't going to get taxed maybe now if the House is successful until 2015. Okay, you're right. You're right. Okay, but what about the Medicaid expansion? Didn't the Medicaid expansion already start? So I've asked my patients, have you been able to benefit from the Medicaid expansion? Because half my patients now don't have health insurance. This is the worst year I've ever seen it in terms of my patient population being able to have insurance coverage. This is the absolute worst. And I say, okay, look, all right, Medicaid has apparently been expanded this year. Can you take advantage of it? I don't think I've had one patient that has said they have been able to go and get on Medicaid with the new expansion. So what's happening here? What am I missing? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, I know just calling it a cluster confuses some of you because many of you think that in the year 2014, 35 million Americans are going to be miraculously insured and insured with a very inexpensive policy that covers all the diabetic medications, cholesterol medications, transplants you could dream of. And maybe I am wrong. Maybe something is supposed to happen July 1st, 2014. Even though I know the insurance exchanges are supposed to kick in by October 1st, this October 1st. But maybe I've been wrong this whole time. And if any of you have seen any benefits, please, please tell me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. the largest in the USA, July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. Two freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPreparedness.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, one of you over the break asked me what the situation is with the exchanges. What's supposed to happen with these healthcare exchanges? Now, from what I understand, October 1st, there's supposed to be these health insurance marketplaces where there's supposed to be, I guess, all this information out there on the different products you could buy, let's say. And so there's supposed to be, each state has supposed to have set this up. Okay, from what I understand, they could either finance it fully themselves, they could share some of the costs with the states, or they could just dump it all, or share some of the costs with the federal government, or they could just dump it all on the federal government, okay, to help subsidize some of these insurance plans. But from what I'm understanding, it's supposed to be a mix between what's out there privately and non-privately, and being able to give you a smorgasbord, that's how you pronounce it, smorgasbord of options for your healthcare needs. Now, if any of you think I'm too premature in criticizing Obamacare, okay, can you just take a look at, you know, what's been happening with our healthcare premiums and, you know, employment over the last couple of years? But that's okay. That's okay. Let's just say I'm premature. Let's just say I am premature over the past 3 years complaining. And might I add, all my predictions have been correct. Can I just throw that in there? But okay, let's say I should not be criticizing Obamacare because it technically has not kicked in. Fine. Okay? Okay, I'll keep my mouth shut. Shh. I'll zip it up. Shh. Let's just sit and wait till October 1. Now, this is kind of very difficult for me to just kind of sit, right, and twiddle my thumbs. I don't like to sit and watch, right, when things go bad or when I predict that things go bad. I know I'm not supposed to predict things to go bad, but I just can't sit there. I know y'all want me to. You want me to just sit there? Just be quiet. Don't say anything till October 1st or don't say anything till 2014 when most of the Obamacare changes are supposed to take effect. Just kind of sit here and hope and pray that President Obama, Kathleen Sebelius, and Nancy Pelosi were correct and that miraculously 35 million people are supposed to have health insurance. Okay, I mean, we'll do it. If you think that's what's going to happen, okay, the magic genie is going to snap his fingers, poof, everybody's going to have health insurance and affordable, like a couple hundred bucks a month, then I'll just sit here and be quiet. I won't for the next 2.5 months till October 1st comes in. I won't say anything. I'll just sit here and go, oh, Obamacare's coming, yay. Obamacare's coming, yay. You know, if I did that, you realize that I would probably be kicked off the air. I mean, I don't think anybody would expect a radio host to have that little sense. But if that's what, if you guys think I'm being premature, okay, and that I am going to be surprisingly surprised, right? surprised by all the people miraculously insured, then I'll just sit here and be quiet. Let's just all sit here and wait for Obamacare to save the day. Okay? Let's just do it. I'm waiting. October 1st is coming. Let's wait. Listen, I know, Al, if you think I'm a greedy, mean doctor that sleeps with pharmaceutical reps, right? That you think I'm in on this. That Dr. Dahlia is the reason why our healthcare system is in shambles. She tells people to order tests. She tells people to buy Lipitor, right? Or the pharmaceutical du jour. Okay? She complains that people don't pay the doctors. And she urges people to pay their doctors at the same time they pay their power bill or they spend money at the grocery store to buy their milk. Right? Dahlia's so greedy. I get that. I know people think doctors are the root of all evil. Okay? And then you have the other side going, well, the doctors with the AMA are the ones that voted for Obamacare. So here I am. I'm standing alone with no friends. Nobody likes me. The left doesn't like me because they think I'm too right. The right doesn't like me because they think I'm too left. I don't know where they got that. You know what? We had a caller about a year and a half ago hearing me. I don't know what clip he heard of the show, and he thought I was pro-Obamacare. He ripped me a new one. I'm like, wait a second. I'm a friendly. Lord have mercy. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's move on. I know some of you want to still talk about this, but I don't. Let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So police say a family found a marijuana pipe inside a kid's meal bought for a four-year-old at a Burger King restaurant in southern Michigan. No, I'm not going to reveal the location so y'all could get a bong. Yeah, I guess marijuana pipe is what you and I call bongs. This is being reported by USA Today. Dundee police report said a 23-year-old employee says he put the pipe in the box to hide it while he worked, but he didn't mean to give it out. Okay, now, I don't know much about smoking pot, but I thought smoking pot is something you do in private. I thought you smoke pot in your house or maybe in a parking lot when you're hanging out with friends. I didn't think that while you're flipping burgers, you actually are able to take a couple drags or inhale some. Okay, yeah, White House, you're right. Sometimes pot's at the White House, fine. All right, so why would somebody bring their paraphernalia to work? Where do you hide it? I thought you usually smoke your weed when you're trying to calm down from the day. Unless some people smoke their weed before they go to work. Okay, naive me. Chief David Uhl tells the Monroe Evening News that a family from the Detroit suburb of Warren was in the area for a visit to the Splash Universe Water Park. He says the boy's grandfather entered the restaurant Tuesday night to pick up some food. The chief says the family discovered the pipe and notified the police. I don't think the family used it. They arrested the employee and two friends. All three are awaiting charges. Now, why is this significant to you all? Because I'm getting sick and tired of hearing these stories where stuff is being found in kids' drinks, kids' meals, etc., even in restaurants. Can everybody just kind of inspect what goes into your kid's mouth? Okay? I don't think we can trust the average employee out there. I think the average employee likes to spit in people's drinks, like to pee on the burger, likes to leave the drug paraphernalia in your Happy Meal box. Now, the McDonald's Happy Meal boxes, the burgers should be wrapped up, but the fries aren't. So if somebody just salivated all over their bong and then threw it into your kid's Happy Meal box or kid's meal box and it touched the side of the cardboard and then the fries, oh, they don't give out fries anymore in Happy Meals? Really? Oh, so there's no more fries. I haven't bought a Happy Meal in a while. Oh, I love McDonald's fries. Oh, my gosh, they're so tasty and they're salty. Okay, I guess there's no more fries. Oh, then I guess it's okay. Don't worry about a salivated bong in your kid's meal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, did the Zimmerman jury, the George Zimmerman trial jury, have to eat McDonald's and Burger King? No, it looks like they were able to go out to Outback. Now, Outback is something our family does on a very, very fancy occasion. But I guess they got to go twice. They say the sequestered jury, okay, I guess it cost Florida taxpayers about $33,000. They got to go to dinner a couple times to Outback Steakhouse. They got to go out bowling. They had a trip to the Ripley's, believe it or not, museum. I mean, it's not like they got to go to Disneyland, okay? They each had individual rooms. Then there was a suite that they could have for meals, etc. And to keep themselves groomed, they said that they paid for manicures and pedicures. Breakfast and dinners, they say, were provided through the hotel. The jurors dined out a few times at Amigos in Altamonte Springs. Dinner was brought in from Giovanni's in Lake Mary. Lunch was brought in from area restaurants. A couple times they went to Senor Tequila's in Winter Springs for lunch. Ooh, I wonder if you're allowed to get a margarita for lunch. You know where they have lunch special margaritas, right? So I wonder if they were able to go to lunch at Senor Tequila's, get some tequila, and then come back to the jury. I gotta tell you, that would probably get you through a lot of it. Jurors also went to the movies and saw World War Z and Lone Ranger. The movies were all pre-approved by the court. You know, I want to see Hangover 3. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app for free. You can download it anytime you want, be able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Edward calling from Louisiana. Hey, Edward.
How are you today? I heard you say you like McDonald's French fries. People really need to become informed of the fast food places. McDonald's stores their French fries with formaldehyde, for instance.
I heard about that, and here's the problem, because which one do you believe? Do you believe that they're stored with it or that they aren't stored with it? The latest information that I received was it wasn't formaldehyde, that they can't store it in formaldehyde. That's illegal. I can't prove that they don't, though. But I heard about that. But no, there isn't supposed to be formaldehyde on McDonald's fries. However, though, what I will give you is that there are a lot of preservatives there in the food that obviously aren't the healthiest, such that like the nitrites and the nitrates. I think where you heard that, Edward, was remember they talked about how McDonald's burgers and fast food could last years. Right? Because of the preservatives. I think it's the salt and the preservatives. I don't think it's formaldehyde.
Well, I do know that their chicken nuggets, supposedly to hold the meat together, uses something called powdered plastic.
That I don't know. I can't confirm that. But I got to tell you, those things do bounce, don't they? I've seen my kids throw chicken nuggets all over the place. Huh. I want to disbelieve you on that one there. All right. Thanks, Edward, for the heads up. I appreciate that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I got to tell you, the one thing I don't think we really do understand are all these preservatives. Okay? I mean, when people make food and when people package food, they put stuff in there all the time, right? Like, the MSG, okay? Your aspartame, sulfites, nitrites, nitrates. There's a variety of things they put in foods as preservatives, okay? And one of the reasons why I think some people like fast foods is some of these things really appeal to the taste. It's the texture. It's the doughiness. It's the, when I make a burger at home, okay, I don't know what I do to the burger, but the burgers crumble. Well, it's probably because I'm not using a type of substance that allows the burger to be like a hockey puck. And some of us really like hockey puck burgers. And a lot of us, we complain about the preservatives, and we complain about fast food, etc. But then we complain that when we're at home, we can't make a burger that tastes like that. I remember in the 1980s, I asked, my mom made burgers, and I wanted McDonald's. And I'm, throwing a fit because I wanted McDonald's. You only got McDonald's for special occasion. And for some reason, I don't know, I think maybe my dad was out of town, so I could, actually throw a temper tantrum once in a while. Because when my dad was around, no way would you do it. So my mom goes, look, I'll make a burger McDonald's style. So she got the bun, right? She got the ketchup. She threw some pickles on it, the cheese, the meat. It did not taste like a McDonald's burger. And that always puzzled me, and it puzzled my mom. She's like, I don't get it. Well, I don't get it. It's because, fast food and the storage and the shipping of the food, et cetera, as well as all the demands for them to not allow foodborne illness, foodborne pathogens to contaminate or to propagate on the food. There has to be, I guess, certain crap thrown into the mix. And so I just don't know if there's been any real proof about the formaldehyde. What I do know about formaldehyde is it is a byproduct of some substances such as aspartame, right? Leaving a soda pop out in the heat, the aspartame could convert to formaldehyde, phenylalanine, methanol, etc. And I guess it has to reach like 86 degrees. So that I know. But the rest of it, no. What I do know is that none of us ever signed up for bongs being in our fast food. So just check out the little kids meal box before you open up. Whatever happened to Burger King actually handing out those little King things? Remember? I don't think you'd get a Happy Meal box with Burger King. You would get those plastic round things that you stuck on your head to look like a king. And the funny thing is we did it. We thought we were cool doing that kind of stuff. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We were talking about the George Zimmerman jury, where now the media, okay, having trouble going after George Zimmerman. Okay, it's getting old going after George Zimmerman. So now the media has turned their attention on the jury. People are mad about the verdict. So somebody decided to, I guess, investigate what was life like for the sequestered jurors. And media reports are showing that they appeared to live it up, having mani-pedis, going to Outback Steakhouse, going to the movies, bowling alley, etc. Now, I have never been a part of a sequestered jury, so I don't know if that kind of stuff is the norm. If they do take you out to eat. See, that what I want to know is, okay, if you get to go to Outback, do you get to order drink, appetizer, salad, entree, and dessert? Do you get like a 4 or 5 course meal? Or do they say, because it's taxpaying dollars, only get this. Because, see, when I go to Outback, I'll usually, like, split a meal with my husband and make the kids order from the kids' menu, you know, because we try to keep prices down. But if I was on a sequestered jury, because Outback is one of my favorite restaurants, oh, my gosh. I mean, then I'm going to get a I'm going to get the prime rib all to myself, okay? And then I'm not going to have salad as my substitute for French fries. That's what I do. I don't ask for, you know, my side salad. I'll order then a separate salad. I mean, why not? Not because I want to waste taxpaying dollars. It's very rare when somebody pays for your dinner. Mind you, I've been married now for close to 17 years, okay? It's been a long time since somebody took me out and fed me for free. That's kind of nice. Okay, Mani Pedis. Exorbitant, right? Going to the movies. I mean, it looks like they were sequestered for 22 days, from what I'm understanding. Seemed faster than that, but 22 days. So a Florida attorney, Randy Reap, said it certainly seems reasonable to me that a woman would desire a bit of personal grooming over 22 days. Now, see, but what I don't understand is if I, let's say, needed a manicure, let's say I'm having some issue with the nails, okay, if I wasn't a part of the jury, I would go and get the manicure and pay for it myself. Why does, though, I mean, I do see a point here. Why do the taxpayers have to pay for manicure pedicures? Unless a sequestered jury starts to go bonkers after a few days and they're trying to, kind of keep them psychologically sound. I don't know. I don't know much about sequestered juries. This is kind of news to me. I think we're going to learn a lot more about, what happens with juries and, you know, was there any, you know, witch slapping? And I know some of you think, you know, a jury of six women, how did they get along? Well, they must have. If they were able to go to the mall together, if they were able to go to the movies together, you know, so they saw Lone Ranger and World War Z. There was some eye candy in both movies. I don't know. I mean, maybe our image of being on a sequestered jury has been tainted all these years. Maybe this is pretty nice. Okay, but $33,000 in sequestration fees. In fact, the jury consultant said that's actually low. They're surprised that for 22 days they were able to keep jury fees down to $33,000. That's kind of interesting. They say all television, internet use, reading materials, mail, and phone calls were screened, monitored, and logged by deputies. Yeah, see, you know, my husband asked me about phone sex. You know, if I was ever on a sequestered jury, how do we still keep our marriage intact? So I thought, well, then you could do phone sex. The only problem is if it's monitored, there's going to be some other, I guess, I hope there's not going to be other people piping in. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So according to prison physicians, O.J. Simpson may only have 3 months to live. From what we understand, he has diabetes, he has high blood pressure, the lack of physical activity, the expanding weight and increase in weight are apparently all contributing to his declining health. They say, according to opposingviews.com, Simpson spends his prison days lounging about and rising from bed only to retrieve sugar-filled snacks. Doctors first acknowledged his decline in health during a May hearing when observers realized that Simpson had gained a considerable amount of weight. They say he's over 300 pounds. I guess a prison friend, unidentified, says O.J. doesn't care. He knows he's never going to get out of prison, so he refuses to take care of himself. Okay? Apparently, they say he's withdrawn, and he sings the Wizard of Oz's song, If I Only Had a Brain. Wait a second, what's the tune? If I Only Had a Brain? I don't know the tune. That was from, it's kind of a years ago movie. Scarecrow, I think, sung that song, If I Only Had a Brain. Anyway, a friend of Simpson said that when people talk to him, he often looks glassy-eyed. He also ignores his family, even though they're trying to support him. So we're seeing a classic case of depression, okay? All right, that's my diagnosis, okay? Depression, yes, if he has diabetes. Wait a second, if he has diabetes, why are they giving him sugar-filled snacks? What happens at prison? I thought if you're a diabetic, okay, there's a prison doctor, and they do have certain diabetic diets. They have medications they give you. Because I'd hate to think that if you're in prison, right, you get to indulge on certain things and throw yourself into a diabetic coma. Okay, you know, they try to prevent self-harm in these prisons and jails, but throwing yourself into a diabetic coma is something that I hope they aren't overlooking. Simpson faces 33 years in prison after a robbery he committed in 2008 when he allegedly admitted to killing his wife and her close friend. We all remember the O.J. Simpson case. Okay, so many years in prison, they think that he is preparing for early death. Some of you say, well, you know, reap what you sow. Others of you feel sorry for him. You know, there was a time, you know, back in the 70s and 80s where, you know, life was kind of good. Saw a picture of Ronald Reagan dancing with Princess Diana. Just kind of made you smile. You know, there were some good times back then. I think there was a report saying 1978. Well, I got to look that up, where 1978 was, I guess, the year when, I guess, everything just flowed. Let me see. Was 1978 one of the best years? The world peaked in 1978. That's what they're saying. Jimmy Carter was president. Okay, well, maybe not from a, shall we say, political standpoint. Apparently, Garfield, the comic strip Garfield, was published in 1978. The Bee Gees stayed alive. And YMCA Village People. YMCA, big hits in 1978. The first baby conceived by IVF, in vitro fertilization, was born in London. I guess Big Bang Theory. Let me see. Sony built the Walkman in 1978. My favorite part of 1978 was Grease. Yeah, Grease was the biggest grossing film ahead of Superman. Then, I guess, let me see, U.S. President Jimmy Carter halts production of the neutron bomb and legalizes brewing beer at home. And then the first transatlantic balloon flight is completed in 137 hours and 6 minutes. That was 1978. Yeah, I mean, things were pretty groovy back then. And so, for those of us who remember O.J. Simpson, right, especially in the Naked Gun movies, etc., it was just a whole different time. And then I think things started to go sour around the same time O.J. Simpson, right, was tried for the wife's killing and Ron Goldman. And do you think maybe that was, would you agree that maybe that's when things just started to go sour? I don't know. I'm just trying to think, okay? But anyway, O.J. Simpson, we're on health watch right now. Okay, now, this is kind of one of the coolest things that I've heard of, although I think it may be too good to be true. Scientists think that they could design a pill that mimics exercise in muscles. Scientists apparently discovered that when a compound they created was injected in mice, it boosted metabolism, endurance, and improved cholesterol levels, because it affected levels of a protein called REVERB in the muscles, or REVERB. Now, this isn't for you and I, who could really get off our butt and do a little bit more exercise. They think this could be something that'll help disabled people, that end up starting to gain weight, lose muscle mass because they can't exercise. So, apparently researchers at the Scripps Research Institute in Florida said that when they injected this into obese mice, it helped them lose weight, even if they were on a high-fat diet, improve their cholesterol levels, etc. Treated mice also used more oxygen throughout the day and expended 5% more energy than untreated mice, even though they weren't moving about more than the other animals. Now, I know some of you are like, where can I buy it? Let me get some money into my PayPal account. Again, hold the phone. Okay, this isn't created yet. And still, I don't understand why people don't like to exercise. I feel so good when I exercise. I get such a rush when I exercise. I love exercising. I don't understand why people don't do it. But, like I said, if this is going to market the demographic of those who are disabled, who can't exercise, degenerative disc disease, multiple sclerosis, amputation, etc., this could be pretty cool. So, we expend energy is by our mitochondria. Okay. And the mitochondria, we kind of talk about our battery cell or our fuel source, right? For our cells. And I guess regular aerobic exercises increases the number and activity of our mitochondria. Now, mitochondria generates the energy, consumes oxygen, uses up ATP in the muscles. This is some pretty, pretty cool stuff. So, if this pill ends up being out there, I mean, this could possibly transform obesity and diabetes and high blood pressure and medicine as we know it. My problem is we get these stories all the time. We all get excited about it. We high-five each other, and then nothing. Nothing ever happens. Now, Jerry Sandusky's son, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Jerry Sandusky's son, Matt Sandusky, has filed papers in Centre County Court to seek to have the names of him and his family changed. It appears, even though the documents are sealed, that he filed for a name change along with his wife and four children. From what I understand, this is something that I guess he had wanted to do for a while, but has just done. Matt Sandusky has been expected to be a defense witness until the trial when he told investigators that he had also been abused by Jerry Sandusky. He was adopted as an adult, and he described last year for investigators showering with Jerry Sandusky and trying to avoid being molested in bed. He said he is undergoing therapy and that his memories of abuse were only now surfacing. He said if you were pretending you were asleep and you were touched or rubbed in some way, you could just act like you were rolling over in your sleep so that you could change positions. Scary stuff. So Jerry Sandusky back in the news as his son, adopted son, wants to change his name. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach,
David Zureda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.